Hello, it's Game On and I'm Adam Rossern. Little things that are actually big business are Skylanders. They were one of this Christmas's big sellers. It's a slice of the gaming collectible pie that Disney want in on with their new Infinity device. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get along to the launch of the Disney Infinity, but Andy Robertson, Wired's geek dad, was, and he's here to tell us more. Andy, what is Disney Infinity?
At first appearances, it is a lot like Skylanders, so it has the same plastic toy figures, and you put them on what looks like a Skylander-style portal, and then they appear in the game. But as you look a bit closer, there are some quite key differences. One of them is that it's a much more modular experience, so Disney Infinity is set up to sort of work around the different Disney franchises. So you have a story element, and you put that story block on the Disney Infinity portal, and then you have an adventure to play in the world of a particular franchise, whether that's Cars, Pirates of the Caribbean. But in those stories, you can only use the figures that go with that particular franchise rather than the whole collection. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of broken down into smaller chunks.
Okay. You have a game universe, you have a key to a particular area in the game universe, and then you have figures that work with that key. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, then you also have sort of an overarching toy box space. This is a little bit like the toy box feature in the Toy Story game from the same developer. And in there, that's where you can sort of mix and match any of the toy figures. And you can also create your own games, a little bit like the game creation of Little Big Planet on the PlayStation.
Okay, sounds like they're doing a lot of things. We'll get closer to that. But you actually sat down with someone at the event you were at and spoke to them. Now, who was that?
They made a big launch announcement, a lot of hullabaloo out in Hollywood. And I sat down with John Blackburn and I asked him, you know, were these figures actually always an integral part of the game or did they come along afterwards?
Right off the bat, when we talked to John Lasseter, he really said, look, I want a collectible line of toys that goes along with this. So we went ahead and everything in the game was designed as a virtual toy as well. So everything in the game is a virtual toy. And then we had designed the actual figurines themselves right from the get-go. So this was actually an idea that came up a long time ago.
And how about the fact that you got play sets for different franchises, but you can only use the figures from that particular franchise? Was there ever a mode in the game where you could cross different franchises?
When we first started looking at this, we thought, you know, maybe we should look into that. But it actually made everybody within Disney much more comfortable when we didn't do that. But also, if you look at this, because we're launching a platform on this, the first time we went through and just did the different combinatorial kind of math behind that, if we keep adding franchises to this, and all the franchises, if we could go back and forth in between them, it is literally like this mind-blowing number that gets built pretty soon. So we realized really quickly that both internally within Disney, it would be easier to get a lot of the different creative, like the filmmakers and those guys, to buy into the idea if we made just a true-to-property experience.
So their characters are safe. You're going to look after them.
Yeah, they really want to make sure that both their characters and the worlds, you know, are safe. And then the toy box mode really became just a paradigm of that. Everybody can get their head around. It's like, this is like your bedroom floor. You know, we're giving you a game to play, but we're also giving you your bedroom floor, and you can play however you want to. And that really got everybody's mind around, okay, yeah, it is okay to let you guys do this and do this mashup that's a little bit interesting and different for Disney.
Well, that was John Blackburn talking to you in Hollywood. Not that I'm jealous. What else was he saying to you? I mean, you sat down with the devices. How similar are they to Skylanders? Can we tell?
One of the issues is, were the figures a similar quality to Skylanders figures? And they really are. So the number of paint passes, the variety of materials being used, and just the sort of general, how nice they are to pick up and hold and use as real toys. I think it's a key thing that they've got right. But there's another difference here. Although there is data transfer between the toy and the game via the portal, there's not that same sort of role-play element. So you're not upgrading the characteristics of your character in the game in the same way that it was Skylanders. There was this relationship with the toy and it was slowly getting better and new attacks and better stats and leveling up. And that was all saved. There's information saved in the Disney Infinity toy characters, but the upgrade element is done by a separate set of plastic discs. And you put those under the toy on the portal and that grants a temporary upgrade for that particular character. Now, these plastic discs will be sold separately in blind packs, in a foil pack like you'd get a collection of stickers.
Right.
These plastic discs, which grant upgrades and objects in the game, will be sold sort of blind. So you'll be buying them and trying to get them all in a little bit in a similar way to the Lego minifigs that they sell.
Yep.
You try and collect them all. So there's another sort of tier of merchandise, which I think works both ways, because it's quite nice. I could imagine my kids in the playground taking these in their pockets and swapping them like you used to do with football stickers. But equally, there's another sort of thing you need to buy for the game to progress in it, rather than letting you just upgrade by doing well, you know, in how far you've progressed in the game itself.
I suspect that if you launched a mechanic which was, here is this figure and it updates itself and it's enhanceable and you can take that with you to somebody else's console, I bet Activision's lawyers would be crawling all over your patent application about 5 minutes after you announced it, wouldn't they?
This is
a way around that problem, is it?
Potentially, although the rest of it seems so similar that it feels that maybe this came out of a different way of marketing and a different way of sort of seeing the game as this sort of much more of a drop-in, drop-out experience. Another element of the game which we should mention is that it does have a split-screen mode rather than Skylanders' shared screen, and it also has a four-player online co-op mode, both for the campaign and the toy box game creation, so it's sort of up in the ante there.
While they've been launching Disney Infinity, they've also been losing jobs in other creative areas and closing one of the studio that gave them Epic Mickey. So what are we looking at here? Is Disney sort of refocusing itself, making its game production arm that bit leaner and meaner?
Yeah, I think there's an interesting sort of shift in focus. Disney Interactive, you know, they've not been profitable for a number of quarters now, as I understand it. And the biggest, most profitable game in their children's family market is Skylanders. So I think they're making a play for that sort of franchise. But also with Disney themselves buying in Marvel and Lucasfilm with the Star Wars franchises, a game like Disney Infinity is sort of ready-made to sort of leverage that in quite an efficient way. So they can just bring out an additional playset for, say, Star Wars or Spider-Man or something like that. It's not going to cost as much to develop as a brand new game, so there's an efficiency there.
It's not just a game, it's actually more of a platform, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, and that's sort of how they're talking about it, and I think that there's some legitimacy to that.